The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Awaken. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're with us. It's a brand new year. I hope you set your resolution to something positive because that's what we're all about. Thank you for joining us. And we promise we're going to get to all your emails today and answer your questions. We have listeners. Everybody's contacting us asking their own questions. I do want you to know, when you do send us an email, tell us where you're from and then address the question. Today we have listeners in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for joining us. We have listeners in New York, friends of mine. Thank you for joining us. It's Baltimore as well, Niagara Falls, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Jamaica, England, and just to mention a few. Thank you, everybody, and welcome. This is the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington and Mary. Mary?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And just to let you know ahead of time, in case you're interested, our website is barringtonawaken.com, and we also are on Instagram at barringtonawaken. And we're also working on some YouTube films, so that'll be exciting when we're able to air. Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone around the world, if you're celebrating New Year at this time. And here's to healthy, happy living. And let's, can I start with a question, Barrington? Can I get you to talk to me about something?
I had a little bit more to address.
But go ahead.
We could go ahead with the question. Just a reminder, I did say Happy New Year, and stay with us. We're going to go slow today. There's a couple of things that I want to talk about, and we briefly mentioned it in the last two shows about He Am I and what it represents. We're going to touch on that today because some were a little confused and they weren't sure what it meant. So we're going to go over that today when we find some time. And one of the things I also want to touch on is how to break your bad habits. And I don't know how to break them, but I think we can do a really good job of replacing them. So they're there, you've built them, they've taken years to get to where they are. And a lot of people are asking me, us, how do you change the bad habits that we're so familiar with? I don't know. Why don't we just create some new ones in replace of the bad ones? So we're going to touch on that as well. A whole bunch of topics we have here today for you. Another biggie was stress. Everyone is talking about being very stressed out and, you know, if you believe the Christmas time, sorry about that, and all the pressures that we go through just to fulfill what everybody's asking of us, it does get a bit stressful. And how do we deal with it? So that's going to be another thing we touch on. So here we go. The show is on. You're with us. You're listening to Barrington and Mary. Hang in there. We've got your ideas. Mary, you had a question.
Yes, and first of all, I'd like to say welcome to all the new listeners, because this is our official startup. We had a couple practice runs in the last two Sundays. So we're going to do a little bit of a refresher course here. And to begin with, I know, Barrington, you talk about, and so many of us that are connecting in with your teachings believe that we've all come from the original source, from one source. And do you want to share some information about that with us, please?
About the coming from the one source, or the one source itself?
The one source.
Well, there is only one deliverer. There's only one source that has brought everybody and everything here. It's a single entity that exists. And when I say the one source, it's our connectivity that has brought us from that one source. If you look at like our oceans, you know, there's a few names for it because people's labeled it, but it's all water, you know, and it's all come from the same place. So the same idea falls through with us, that we're from one place. And wherever that one place is, we've all come here the same way, the same method. And when we leave here, we do it the same way. There is only one source. There cannot be two. And when you talk about different groups and different organizers or different, I don't know if I'm even allowed to say religion, they're all praying to the same source. It's just a matter of labeling. There is only one.
Okay, and when I see the original source on an intuitive level, I'm viewing or envisioning the sky and nature becoming what it is now, like everything coming from cosmic explosions, suns and stars exploding, star gas, molecules, particles, sun waves, sunlight, and everything evolving and rolling through the cosmos to become what we see around us now. So I see it as a natural force, and to me that's very sacred.
But it is still part of our creativity.
Yes.
All of this has led to what it is today. Everything comes together. Building that wall, you need the water, you need the mortar, you need
it's all the same elements, all particles elements and molecules.
That brings us to that one thing.
Yeah.
It's all coming together. Regardless of how it formulates, it is still only originating from one source.
Yeah. And I, you know, we talk about the Big Bang, and I see many Big Bangs happening all at the same time and allowing everything to become what it is right now. So thank you for that. And the so you're speaking of this one source, and for you it's gathering worldwide, identifying with this oneness, which you relate to us as being the one family, and that's because we've come from this original beginning,
right?
Like birthing cycles upon birthing cycles upon birthing cycles,
right? And if we're all coming from that one source, we have to be the same.
Yes,
we have to be one. And I've said this before, our connectivity is relevant to where we've come from. We're all connected to everything. Everything is connected. We're all connected. Now, we're at an age where everybody's starting to realize, and a lot of people who's getting more into spirituality is starting to realize that everything is tied to each other. So we are, the human people, we are one family.
Okay.
Because we've come from the same place. And I keep saying that because it's very important. But we're tied together. We're one family. There's no separation between big, small, tall, black, white, green, everybody. You're still the same. Regardless of how you show up physically, you're still connected to the one.
Okay. And that is what also, I know you represent the one love, and how we are really here to experience true love. And as we release the camouflage of that which is not true, that which is false, which has been put on us by anyone seeking control in certain ways or societies or establishments. And as we release the camouflage that is not true, that has perhaps been given to us or put upon us, then we are able to access that identity clearer, and it's more available to us because we're truth seekers. We're seeking that which is true as an infinite involvement.
There is intimate involvement and innate truth that's within us. However, when we talk about true, not true, false, and all that stuff. A lot of it is relevance. You know, if you talk about the good or the bad, a lot of it is relevance. But within that, there is truth and the way that it should be. There is one common denominator, which is truth. Before that, you know, people will create something. You've mentioned a word a minute ago about the camouflage. They will create something that is true, and they'll tell you that it's true. And if you believe it and listen to it long enough, you yourself will turn around and say, wow, that is true. But is it really? Is it relevant to your life, or did somebody just convince you that that's the truth? Right and wrong, truth, all that stuff. There's relevance to a lot of it.
Okay, so we reach a certain level of maturity in our lives.
Have we?
Well, sooner or later we get there. And or spiritual maturity. And as we're seeking this, we begin to really do the research. Do the research and check in and make sure that the information that you are receiving and perhaps even living by is accurate for you, because you want to make sure that you are living a truth and you're not being controlled by other belief systems that really don't relate to you as an everlasting person, because that information is not accurate.
Yes. To stumble onto your truth, I think a lot of us don't get there until we're in our late 30s, early 40s. And I don't know what happens
or
50s around that time.
Depends on how much cover you have on you and who's really willing to give you the truthful information
journey,
that's here.
Right. And our journey and our growth usually kicks in around that age. And I'm not sure what happens there. I'm not a medical doctor.
I call it maturity.
Maturity, but there's
an awareness, like you're just seeking the truth.
You're seeking the truth.
You get become curious to find out, what am I? What am I doing here? And what is the absolute truth? Because that's how I want to exist as a healthy, happy person. When you start thinking this way, you really are entertaining the thought that there is something beyond what is a physical manifestation. We're seeking that which is infinite, everlasting. And I want to say thank you to Susan. She is saying, hello, Barrington and Mary. Happy New Year. So happy New Year to you too, Susan.
Happy New Year, Susan, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, here we go. What do you think about New Year's resolutions? Oh, I am listening to you from the Bronx, New York City. Okay, we talked a little bit about this last week, and I meditated and thought about it. And when you want to have a healthy, happy life, what I do is I prepare my day, my week, my month, whatever it be, so that I'm on the path of least resistance. So what I have around me is everything and anything I can possibly think of that causes me to have an easy access to healthy habits. So when I get my groceries, I wash my veggies and my fruits and I put them in the fridge so that they're easy to just make a salad or eat whole and raw. When I think about meditating, my space is already prepared. So I make it really, really easy to create healthy habits. And the habits that I want to release, I make it really difficult to get at them. So if there's, some snack that's maybe not healthy for me, I don't go out and purchase it and put it in my cupboard so I can have a bite whenever I want. I don't buy that snack, so I have to actually get in my vehicle, drive to the store, and buy the snack in order to have it. And a lot of times it's like, nah, I don't want to be bothered doing that. So what you want to have is a positive habit or a life ritual, and good habits do become a lifestyle. Make it so easy to attain that which you are seeking. And this becomes the path of least resistance. And anything that you don't want to have in your life, make it really difficult to have it around you or to get at it. And that may help you with your New Year's resolutions. And the idea is to say to yourself, does this experience support my optimum health and happiness, my spiritual abundance, my prosperity? So if you're able to say yes to the experience that you're about to have or you're thinking about having, then go ahead. If you are asking yourself, does this experience support my optimum health and happiness, my spiritual wealth, my prosperity, however this feels right for you, and you are honestly saying no to yourself, it's probably a habit or a ritual or experience that you want to break away from or not have at all. So that might help a little bit there to get your head a little bit around training your brain, which also trains your nervous system, because now you're accepting your lifestyle, this new lifestyle, your new rituals that are really healthy and happy for you.
On a note to that, I think New Year's Eve is a New Year's resolution. It's a good idea. I don't know that you need a new year to set that standard for yourself. You could do it any day, anytime, anywhere. It will help if you're going to follow it. And it is true. A lot of the times, though, you're just setting yourself up and then you say, oh, geez, I've missed that target. And then next year you start it again. That's answering the question about what I believe about New Year's resolution. So if you're going to do it, it's great. If you're just going to say it because it makes you feel good, don't bother. And you don't need to wait for a full year to do it. You could do it anytime. You don't need a new year to start that trend for yourself.
Right. And another little tip here, and I mentioned this last week, is that when you try, you're giving a new set of information or program to the brain. And the brain begins to create neurons, but they're very vulnerable. And as these neurons rise up to go into the pleasure point in the front of the brain, what happens is the older neurons that are perhaps involved with the unhealthy lifestyle, they override that circuitry. They literally take it over. So you have to hang in there past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it be, until those neurons are so strong that they cannot be taken over as they're going up into the pleasure zone in the brain. That's where you want them to be, because you get a feel good. Melatonin, serotonin, all these beautiful hormones start to flood through your body, and then you're able to say, yes, this is good for me. And then by then you've got some results. You've got some wonderful results where you can say, yep, this is working for me. Just let you know, this is Reality Radio 101. You are listening to The Barrington Show, and you can also connect to us through the website, barringtonawaken.com, and Instagram at Barrington Awaken. And Barrington's book is available on Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. And the name of the book, of Barrington's book, is Awaken, Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, by Barrington, Channeling by Mary. And the phone numbers where you can reach us here are local GTA 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. And the email here is instudio101@gmail.com.
If you're just joining us, you've heard some of our show. Mary just gave you all the information. We're also working on putting together a YouTube channel. So eventually you'll be able to see us live if you want to see us. And we're going to create all this for you, but we're working on it. We're trying to put it all together. It's not finalized yet.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. So thank you for your email, and I hope you got the answer that you're looking for. Another one of the things that we want to touch on is reducing your stress, because we're busy. We're busy people. We're doing a whole bunch of crazy things, running around. If you've got young kids, or, you know, you're newlywed, all these things, you're just really busy. And all of that is kind of just getting you all stressed out. You know, as fun as it may be, you're just not at your best. And a lot of it just happens to be stress. So we want to touch on that and just giving you ways of reducing that stress. One of them we talked about was obviously by meditating. We talked about that a lot last week. I want to talk about doing physical activity, moving your body, like yoga. That's an amazing method to reduce stress from the body. And you're going to perform better. Your brain's going to do more work for you if you're not as stressed out. So the process of meditation, or even doing yoga, or whatever it is that you do to alleviate your stress, you need to do that, because we want your brain to be the best you can have. And touching into yoga and touching onto meditation will bring you there. It's declogging. You're cleaning house kind of thing. You're sweeping up. So we want to get you ready or get you into that mode where this becomes a natural part of your life. Just like waking up in the morning or nighttime, whenever it is that you wake up, and you go out and you do what you do, we want you to get this into your system, into your everyday activity as something to do, and it becomes innate. That's the focus.
Yes, and along with that, I'm going to repeat that prep is everything. When you can prepare ahead of time, and if you have time, do your best to prep ahead of time so that you are on that path of least resistance where you can do all the necessary things and you've got a little bit done already for yourself to make those things happen, whether it's preparing for children to do what you need to do for your job, for yourself, your personal life, anything, just prep ahead of time. And I find that making a list is really helpful as long as you don't forget the list. Make a list of what you want to do, especially before you retire in the evening, and then you're not laying in bed thinking about everything you need to do the next day. So when you write things down, you clear it from your brain because now you're comfortable knowing that you're not going to forget anything. All right, so that'll help also. So you want to release unhealthy beliefs and habits and get into the really good habits, and that will help you because everything starts to elevate and move more smoothly and happen in a nice, common, regular ritual. And if you want to throw some wonderful, exciting things in there along the way, you can. So we have an email from Winnie from Boston. And Barrington, she writes, if we all come from one force, which I believe is that from a god, a deity, a light, or what? Just a second, I'm going to repeat this. I have to turn the screen for me to see it better. If we all come from one source, which I believe is that from a god, a deity, a light, or what? I believe in God and all powerful being. Your thoughts. Thank you.
The one word that I see that's not there is creator. And you're absolutely right. And the answer to your question is yes. We did come from that one source. Label it as you wish, but it is the same source. It's the driving force. So somebody will say God, another person will say Allah, somebody will say the Messiah, you know, some will say mom. However, it is still the same source. We label it. I don't know if it needs to be labeled, but it's all creator. It's in the book, and I went through a detailed part about explaining it. But the one source is the reason why we're here. It's our creator. And I'm not totally convinced that you, Winnie, is not that creator. I think we are all our own creators. But we do have the one source that we originate from. We're all a part of it. If you caught some of the show last week, we explained to you how we're connected to the universe, and we talk about connectivity. There is no separation. There's no divide. So I'm going to put this back to Mary because she's just found a part.
Yeah, I've actually located in the book
you
here.
You found it in the book.
So,
okay.
So Barrington's book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Align to Your True Purpose by Barrington, channeling by Mary. And you can purchase the book at Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. And what Barrington says, all there is. So all there is, the Supreme Being, the Absolute, Creator and Creatrix, Great Spirit, God and Goddess, Mother Nature and the Big Bang, the Sacred Self and the Divine Maker are only a few of the many names used to title the life force that created us. For the ease of our multicultural experiences, Barrington embraces the sacred title, All There Is, as these words lend their way to an all-encompassing expression of our full creation. So that may help a bit. So name it however one wants to name that which creates us. Barrington accepts all names, all thoughts, you name it. He says all there is because
name
that embraces everything.
We're still talking about the same thing. So thank you for your question. I hope you got the answer. And you're from Boston. Thank you.
Okay, so here's my other question, or I'd like you to comment, is you talk about us being the one breath, and I really chatted about this with you during the week, and you had it. Go ahead, let us know.
What's the question? Are we just the breath?
We are the breath.
We are the breath. That's it. The body that you walk around in, and we talk about this all the time, that's just your vehicle. Gets you from point A to point B. The true you resides within that body. So you are not that body. You know, like your car. Your car gets you from point A to point B, or the bus or subway, however you travel. You, the true you, is just the breath. That's all we are.
So that's the breath, the essence, the energies of the original source that we are one with.
That is the original source.
Okay. And knowing that if we're all one source, the physical body is also of this one source. However, we utilize it while we're on this earth plane. And then when we leave, when we pass over and we no longer have our body.
A lot of the times what happens is the body gets old. You know, like your car got old, or it gets tired or broken down or diseased. You need to replace it. And I don't consider it dying. It's called rebirth. So you have to put that down and get a new one and start again. And that's what the whole process is all about. But you are just the breath. That's all that you are.
Is the one source, the essence that creates us.
That's right. Now, the body is made up of all the elements that exist on the earth. Now, if it shows up black, white, woman, dog, it's just the body, and you're not any better than I am, and vice versa. So we are just the breath, and that's what keeps us alive.
And we're all important. Everything created is absolutely important.
As long as you exist, you're important and you matter.
Okay.
But you don't have it on yourself to think that you are special because of your creation.
Right.
You're special because you think you're special, and we all are. So
we all matter because in one way or another, we fit into the whole of what is here on Earth and what we're doing in these cosmos and as a celestial presence.
But we argue with ourselves, and we struggle internally, you know, to find our own identity. But look at it this way. You'll never see two trees out there saying, my fruits are better than yours. You know, they're not, you know, the mango tree is not going to say to the other mango tree, oh, my mangoes are sweeter than yours. We're just an entity, and this is just our body. So we can't really think it's better than the other person's. It's just our own insecurities that makes us lash out and call names and throw punches and do all those things. When you identify with yourself and who you are, you'll understand there is no greater importance between person A, person B, person C, and so on and so on.
Okay, and this is part of the awakening process, because as we become more curious about who we are and what we are and why we're here, and the idea of an interconnectedness, we wake into this greater awareness. We rise into pure consciousness, so we're able to connect in and to understand on a higher level, because when you get into those higher vibrations, you receive different information.
Oh, definitely.
So we're going inwardly through meditation, mm-hmm. through journey mm-hmm. work, whatever it be, to just still ourselves for a few minutes a day to allow all of that interconnectedness to work on in our behalf, to raise our vibration, to get us into those levels of pure consciousness.
That's the whole awakening. Yeah, that's the awakening. The whole idea is to elevate yourself. Now, the higher up you go, the more you can see. You know, it doesn't make you any smarter. You're just more aware of a lot of things. So we just got an email from Alex. He's saying, Happy New Year. He's
Alexis.
From Alexis. I'm so sorry. Interesting show. From Colorado. And thank you. Happy New Year to you as well. I'm sorry I messed up your name. I'm looking at it from an angle.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Forgive me.
Thanks for loving the show.
Thanks for loving the
Alexis,
show.
Alexis, that's awesome.
Keep loving us. We're going to put out, we're going to have more books for you. We're working on them. And I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about them right now, but it's coming.
Yeah, you can. You're loud.
They're coming. We're going to work on it. You're going to like them. And we're just trying to get you to live your best self. Just a second ago, I said something about elevating yourself to higher consciousness. That's what you want to do. You definitely want to do that. And the higher you get, the more you learn and the more you'll understand about yourself. You understand? When we were in our early teens, we were the smartest things on this planet until you hit your mid-20s and realize you didn't know anything. And then the journey continues. And the more you meditate, the more you realize how much out there is to learn. And it's not out there. It's within you. So just reach in. Allow yourself to get on that path get on the journey, learn who you are, learn to respect yourself.
Be your own best friend.
Be your best friend, and in turn, you will automatically respect the neighbor.
Yeah. Okay. When you talked about that in the last couple shows and the self-love movement, that we have a relationship with ourselves to be our own best friend. And as we learn how to truly love by loving ourselves, this emanates out to other people. So you want to focus on you, and this is where the roots begin. And you're not doing anything selfish or awkward or weird or odd. You are really, truly loving you for exactly what you are. And you have permission to be what you are, to be who you are, and to really keep an eye on that and make sure that you're attending.
Let's give out our contact information again, if we can. Folks who are listening, if you're just tuning in, which I see quite a few people just tuning in again. This is the Barrington Show with Barrington and Mary. By the way, Mary's name is M-A-R-I. I just want to put that out there, right?
Mary with an I.
Mary with an I. If you'd like to contact us, if you're in the Toronto local area of the GTA in Southern Ontario, Canada, our number is 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America. We will pay for the call. No issue at all. 1-866-905-7325. And if you are listening across the pond, we have a special number just for you. Our worldwide number is 1-866-656-5477. Or you can send us an email directly right now to Barrington and Mary. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Thank you, Gary. And you're listening to The Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. And you can visit our website at www.barringtonawaken.com. And our Instagram is at Barrington Awaken. So I hope that helps Bob from New Jersey, as he's asked what our website name is, or address, I guess.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you for listening in. We touched on stress. We want to talk about the habits that you have. And we said it earlier that it's easier to replace them than it is to get rid of them, because they're chiseled in, you know, they're kind of yours for life. But the better thing to do is to...
Until you get rid of them.
Until you get rid of it. You replace them. You kind of just, you know, get new, better ones and replace them. So that's what we want to get you on the journey. We talked about our yoga and how to move the body and constantly move your body to improve your life.
Yeah, and move your physical body in a way that you enjoy. Find something that you really love to do. It could be a daily walk in nature. It could be, like Barrington said, yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. He's tried many of these and uses these as daily rituals for himself. We also want to explore eating healthy, living foods, such as fruits and vegetables and leafy plants, lettuces, greens, and herbs. We want to hydrate the body with water. We want to receive the proper amount of rest and sleep. These are all healthy lifestyle choices that you can begin to think about if you are not right now. And if you are already on the path, awesome. Daily meditation, even if it's just for 3 minutes to begin. And the main piece here that I really want to emphasize today is thinking positively, training your brain so that you are bringing information through in a positive, accurate way. And you're also speaking positively, because this also supports the nervous system. We create what we think, and we are our thoughts, says Barrington to us on a regular basis.
That is not mine. That is common sense.
okay, not common sense. Same
so
one.
You must do the work. If you want to have the results, you're not going to get it from watching TV. You have to do the work. We're going to touch on this little thing in the brain called the pineal gland. We're going to go there now, and I hope you've heard of it, so we don't have to go in too deep and talk about it, but it is very important. And when you're doing your meditation, the process of this is just to declutter, you know, get the brain to settle down. Get your mind to settle down.
The congestion out.
Get rid of the chatter in your brain. So you're focused, you're focused, you're focused. You just have to allow yourself to get to that level. I said it earlier, it's like cleaning house. So let's hear a little bit about the pineal gland.
Yeah, so when we meditate, what Barrington teaches in meditation is to begin in your heart center, so your heart area, and breathe naturally. So however your breath comes in and releases in a way that soothes and calms and relaxes your being. And as you are focusing inwardly and just gently letting your thoughts flow through, you want to take your focus from your heart area up through your throat and into the center of the brain. The pineal gland is located near the center of the brain, and it's about the size of a grain of rice. And what's wonderful about the pineal gland and why we focus here when we're meditating is it produces a hormone called melatonin. It's not the only hormone the pineal gland produces. However, this is a great focus for today. So what melatonin does is it supports sleep-wake patterns, and it also assists the immune system. So the immune system is connected to the gut flora. So then we're back to what we were mentioning a few moments ago about eating healthy living foods, because what you're doing is giving your gut flora, your immune system, living enzymes, and this supports and strengthens your immune system. Melatonin is an awesome antioxidant. So you're also releasing free radicals from the body, which are usually caused from environmental stress, toxins, overly processed foods. You're also helping to regulate your blood pressure. You're reducing inflammation in the body when you are producing melatonin. And melatonin also helps with learning and memory. So think of all these wonderful things that you're allowing to have some assistance with in your life just by meditating to produce extra melatonin into the body. What's wonderful about melatonin, and also now we're going to talk about serotonin, is the hormone allows you to tap into that positivity and a sense of well-being. So that's another reason why you want to meditate and get that melatonin moving through. Also controls appetite and regulates blood sugar and cortisol levels. If you have too much cortisol in your system, for men it sometimes shuts down testosterone levels, then you're able to release that extra cortisol through producing melatonin and serotonin. The pineal gland also receives blood and light. And I'm just going to mention one more thing here, is that some people say that the pineal gland is the gateway to the soul, the seat of the soul. So that's something that you may want to think about and bring into your positive thoughts and being able to embrace that idea. And if you want to eat healthy foods that have melatonin in them, I can give you a small list here. Bananas, pineapple, oranges, tart cherries, walnuts, grapes, plums, herbs, rice, and cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. That's the kind that I buy because it is the best of the best. So, so you can also feed your body with these foods that support the nervous system, your organs, your immune system, your gut flora, and all kinds of other wonderful assets that give you that sense of well-being. So I hope that helps a little bit with identifying with the pineal gland and the purpose of meditating to enter into those energies. And the pineal gland can help you to awaken, to ascend, to get into those higher frequencies where you will get more wisdom coming through, new ideas, and also you can begin to tap into your intuitive system just a little bit better, psychic centers, your innate gifts, what you came here with.
Right, what you came here with. Excellent. And you would have been awesome at it had you practiced since day one, but we were sort of led away by other things that
some people had the lovely fortune of
most
having
of
people around them, yeah,
were led away based on circumstance and everything else that, you know,
if your parents were gurus, that's awesome.
You know, but you could still get there, you could still go there, you know, it is still available to you. Now a lot of what Mary is saying is truth, all of it is truth, and But you got to put in some time to get there because you have to do the work. And if you're not doing the work, you're going to miss out on learning this. So we have an email from
Charlie.
Charlie, where are you from?
Thompson, Manitoba.
Manitoba.
Awesome.
You want to know the name of the book, where it's and how can you get it? The Awaken and Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose. Barrington, by Barrington, Channeling by Mary. This is available at Amazon. So you could go to Amazon.com and type in that title. It will pop up for you. I do know that some chapters have it.
And Amazon.ca for Amazon, if you live in Canada.
Yes, you're from Canada, so you want to go to Amazon.ca, and it'll be there for you.
And once again, the name of the book is Awaken, Ascension, Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose.
Aligned to Your True Purpose. Awesome. Again, you need to do the work, folks, if you want to take the journey. You need to declog all that we've built up in our mind about what may be or may not be true. You need to go there and settle down, do some meditation. And I said last week, you know, just don't try to do, you know, 12 hours. You're not that guru yet. You might want to just do
a
few
minutes.
If you're a beginner, yes. Yeah. If you're a beginner. And plus, who has 12 hours to sit and do nothing? But if you're a beginner, you sit there for 3 minutes.
I want 12 hours to meditate and think about glorious things.
You're going to start there. That's what you're going to do. You're going to start there, and you're going to allow yourself to get in the good feel, and you declog yourself as you learn and you grow, and you will build your own self-confidence. And once that starts to happen, you will see all this great light that's coming your way. Don't allow anybody to knock you off your path. Stay on your path and don't let the bad news you may receive, if you do receive any bad news anywhere, don't allow it to make you fall in the ditch. Stay on your path. Love you.
The ditch happening. Okay, I want to talk about the power of thought in creating with positivity. Okay, so let's take a look at that. So it's getting our head around all of this, because in a way it seems like we're thinking that we want to move forward and we want to have these healthy, happy lifestyles and sustainable. And as we move through the process, we have a great idea to go ahead and, yes, I'm going to think about this. I'm going to meditate for a few hours a day. I'm going to have a walk or move my body. I'm going to eat beautiful, living foods. Many of these are plant foods, because you got to get your fruits and your veggies and your leafy greens in so that you receive your vitamins and minerals, proteins, essential fatty acids. Barrington's book, again, Awaken, Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose. There is a healthy foods guide in the book that I've done the research for you. And you will receive your recommended daily amount of what you require plant-based. And if you want to have other protein sources, that's fine. So the book does give you an idea of how to begin that process. So here we are moving through wanting to eat healthy and be healthy and happy and to
have people love us.
Yes, and we love
yourself.
You. We love you. You're not alone. And you can't be alone. That's impossible. So if you need to understand that more, look inwardly and take some of our suggestions and move through that beautiful body of yours up into your pineal gland, through your heart. Open your heart and envision or imagine that beautiful light that is you, the essence, the creation that is you, moving through your physical body fully. And join us, because we are all made of energy, and energy talks to energy in its own connected way. And as we are of this one source, of this beginning, whatever you want to name it, this gives you a good feeling, and you can reside within this feeling 24/7. And as we go through our day and this happens and that happens and all the thoughts start coming in, try to stay positive, and when you can, release or remove that which is blocking, stopping, making you think that you cannot hold on to this faith that we are honoring here and representing. You've got this. It's in you. You came here with everything from the cosmos within you. And you have to do the work and take the time to tap into what that is and to realize that you do have innate skills that are unique to you. When you were created in your own beautiful patterns and ways as you come through the cosmos, you have within you a very beautiful uniqueness. And I know this. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've been done so many readings. And you can tap into this awareness and have it for the rest of your life, the rest of your existence here.
Emily.
This is Emily's email.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm struggling with people in my life who lower my vibration. I'm doing my best to stay above their negativity, but it is hard. Can you offer any suggestions? I love listening to you both. Thank you so much for your help. And Emily's from Lindsay, Ontario.
Emily from Lindsay, thank you for writing in. Why do you let them in? You know, they can't do that damage if you didn't open the door and let them in. So if somebody's lowering your vibration, you're not dependent on them for anything, just put them on the side. You know, you are you, and people are going to treat you the way you allow them to treat you. So if they're getting under your skin, have them back up a little bit, or you back up. Get them out of your space. Do not let them in. That's what I would suggest you do. Don't allow another person's opinion of you to alter your mood.
Okay, and I'm going to add to this. If this is a family member or a friend, what you want to do, like you have to...
Punch him in the eye.
No. 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 You have to pick your moments when you're strong, and you can maybe spend a little bit of time with family, a family member or friends, and you can't approach these people or be around them when you're not strong within yourself to do that. You have to be at your 100% to be able to provide 100% to somebody else. So if you can release these people from your life, like Barrington is saying, let go.
Let go. And you may not have the...
What if you have to work with them?
I don't know. You just have to not allow them in. Don't allow them to have that impact on you.
So as you go in, you do your job.
Do what you have to do. You don't have to allow them in your space. You don't have to sit and break...
Like, are you talking about your brain space or your physical space?
Well, if you're working with them, you can't avoid the physical space. But you don't have to take on what they say is real to you. It's just words in the wind. You know what I mean? You don't have to allow them into your space. And if you give it thought... It's going to bring you down. The more you meditate and get stronger within yourself, you'll learn the skills to block that negativity away from you.
Okay, and does that also apply when someone sort of keeps coming at you, or they just bring negativity every single time you're with
them or meet them? Oh, that person needs to go. You need to cut them loose.
What if you're working with them?
Well, you just have to just do the job and go home, and you bring a happy thought. I've always heard this, you know, just kill them with a smile. Just give them a smile. And a wink.
We don't want to kill them.
You know, well, you know what
we
mean.
We want to enlighten them with a smile.
Enlighten them with
okay,
a smile.
How about
stop them from coming into your space. Don't give them the airplay. Don't let them be the person that's going to make you go home and spend your valuable time thinking about them. Don't do that.
Okay, what if one was to bring something, like if we use the workplace as an example, and they were to bring things into their workplace that make them smile, like a picture or a photograph, and they, you know, you wear the clothes you love to work, you do your hair a certain way, you have all the things around you that support your happiness. So if that's happening where you can't avoid it, you look at the colors on your body or something
on
your
desk. Find that thing that makes you happiest. Everybody's got that happy space. I worked
and if you don't have it, make it.
With a foreman a long time ago, and he was just pure evil. And I realized years later he's, you know, not having fun at home. And what I did by not allowing him into my space was every time he would go off, I'd smile and I would sing a song, and it would make him so mad. And then I realized I found the punch that I'm talking about to get him away from me. Every
because
time
he didn't like what you were saying, he didn't like that you were singing, so he went away.
That he was not having an impact on me with his negativity. And I was just the happiest as I could be. I sang, I'm happy inside all the time. And it tore him apart. Eventually, he went away. I didn't miss him. And I continued on my path of being who I am today. So, Emily, thank you for your email and from Lindsay. I hope you got the answer you were looking for. And, you know, just keep on trucking. Don't stop. Don't let them in. You don't have to let them in. Strengthen yourself. And then eventually, actually, they'll probably come to learn from you. How did you do that? And then you could teach them.
Some of your happiness might rub off on them.
Will.
Okay. Irene, hello, Barrington Show. Wow, just found you on the dial. Your show is a very welcome entity into my life. I'm going to purchase your book. Thanks for starting my new year outright. Awesome. We've got Irene on board. Woohoo!
Thank you, Irene, and thanks for those kind words.
Yes.
And we want everybody to see it your way, because we're trying to remind everybody that we are just that one family.
We are the one family.
We're just one family.
We're super important.
We're all together. We're all in this. And reach your hand out and somebody will reach back to you. And just be your best self.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
And I believe that part of us being here as the one family is to assist the sacred innocence that exists on this earth, whether it be in nature or a person, which we are a part of. And that we come here, I believe that we are extreme survivors. And we come here to Earth to assist sacred innocence. And that is interconnected with what Barrington calls true love. And we support our natural environment to the best of our ability until we open more and mature more and realize that sustainability is really important. And we begin to share our ideas worldwide. And we come together to make nature healthy and happy also, you know, hopefully as we go along here and we strengthen in numbers.
We got an email from Shaw, and I don't know where it's from. They didn't say. However, they were asking about the nutritious part of our show, and it was helpful to them. And we're going to do more. The segment that we talked about, nutrition, we're going to do more. We're going to cover it all eventually. We understand that you're listening and you're busy, and we can't throw everything at you at once and hope that you grab it. But if you hang around with the show, you know, like minds will think alike, and eventually you'll pick up on what we're saying, and eventually we're hoping that you'll come along the path that we're on. So just stay with it. We're going to cover all these segments. There's a lot more for us to talk about in meditation and in stress release and the pineal gland and all these good things that we need to do to make ourselves feel good. But we want to tell you, man, just love you.
Yep.
Just really, really awesome. Love you. And when you get there, you'll find this awesome prize waiting there, and it's called yourself.
And we're going to read Shaw's email. Shaw's come from the cosmos. Welcome, Shaw.
Cosmos.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Love the nutritional segment of your radio show. You should do more of that. It is excellent. Thank you. Yes, we've got years and years of experience here to share with you. And when I teach the Healthy Happy Lifestyle and the Healthy Food Guide, it's so simple. It's so simple. It's not complicated at all. So if you want to purchase Barrington's book, there's a chapter about eating healthy plant foods or eating. Well, I think that's what's in your book. And if you want to have proteins of a different nature, you know, it's what you want to do. However, you do need to get your vitamins and your minerals and proteins, essential fatty acids. You need to get the living enzymes into your body, because that is living energy, and that's what feeds your brain. Those sugars that come from plant foods, they are the energy for your brain. And when you cook them above 105 degrees, the living enzymes are being killed. So you want to try to get, even if it's as simple as an apple, a carrot, a pear, a citrus fruit, a salad to begin with into your daily meal. That's awesome. And Barrington's book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose. Barrington, Chilling by Mary.
Now, you're asking for this, and one of the other books we're working on, we're not sure if it's going to be book two or three, but one of the ones we're working on, it's called The healing chart. Yeah. And that whole book is about how to eat well for yourself and the plants. That's medicine for us. And it's an amazing read. I love it. It's going to be out there real soon. So if you're into taking care of yourself and, you know, not to run to the pharmaceutical companies for everything that you need, you will eventually know how to heal yourself with the food, which is how it was intended to be.
Yes, and thanks, Barrington. Ray is from Toledo, Ohio. Fantastic show. Love it. Do a nutritional book. Okay, we can do that.
We just tapped on that. We're gonna do that for you, Ray.
Totally about nutrition. Yes, love you from Toledo, Ohio.
Thank you, Toledo, Ohio. Thank you. Yeah, sorry.
Ray.
Thank you, Ray. We're loving the response we're getting, and we're still new here. We're going to be around for a little bit. You know, this is our new thing to do, and we want your feedback. Thank you for what you're seeing, and allow us to grow. And I want you to grow with us. So when we create this awesome machine, you'll realize you are a part of it. And without your support, we don't grow. So join us. Join us every minute in our food, our meditation, our stress release, our topics. We're going to eventually have people come in here to do speeches on their expertise. And we're going to have a wonderful show. We want you to be a part of it. And we want to be able to thank you in advance and thank you down the road for your contribution. Because without you, we don't exist. Be here for us, and I'll show you how.
On the radio.
We are on the radio. We're going to be on television eventually. We're going to go on the YouTube, because this is spreading, and we want you to be a part of it. And without you, like I said, we're not going to do this without you, so join us. You will see the proof that I talk about, that we are the one family.
Yes.
And this is your radio show. Let's
yes.
do this.
And if we can help just by being here, and you can recognize the support that we're putting out there for you in our energies, in our essences, that to help you to think positive, because maybe when you're having one of those moments where it's not so easy, you can say, well, Mary and Barrington are hanging out on the radio, Reality Radio 101 on Sundays, and they get this, and I'm going to think positive because I have them as part of my team, you know, your team. So
tell your friends.
Yeah, and tell your friends about
the
radio
show. Tell the neighbors
show,
that
yeah.
you truly love. You know, tell everybody. We're going to grow. And like-minded people eventually show up in the same place and do the same things.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Because we're all the same.
Yes, and as I was saying, you know, trying to get into thinking positively, and you may have some inner dialogue where it's not so, you know, the inner critic, I guess you could call it, realize that that's not the real you. That's not the true you. That's something else of another energy that is camouflaged, covered, not well, ill-fated. And you can actually ask your brain, you know, point me in the direction of the true me. I want mm-hmm. to experience the true me for what I am made of, everlasting. And ask yourself, you know, how important are you? 100%. And give yourself a big hug and realize that you have something important to give because you are unique.
Wake up to your own reality. Just wake up. You know, you're awakening to your true self. That's what you're doing. You're saying wake up and thank you. And just wake up and realize that what you've been told this your entire life, there's more to it. Just wake up is the awakening thing. The whole show that we're doing, whole thing that we're covering, we want you to be awake and be alert and, of course, walk into your consciousness.
And there is no space between us. There
Thank
is
you.
No distance between us. And especially when we connect inwardly and we realize that we are truly infinite together.
Infinite.
There is no space between
We're
us.
We're infinite.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. You're going to be here next week. You're listening to Barrington and you're listening to Mary. Let's grow together. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the week. We love you.
Thank you. Take care. Lots of love out to you.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.